good. We're doing the Navi Yishayah. We're up to what they call the 42nd chapter, Pasuk Chet, Mem Bet Chet, 42:8. Ani Adonai Hu Shemi. Hashem says, I am Hashem, the Tetragrammaton. I am the one who created the world. Hu Shemi. That is my name. My name is pronounced as the term of Adnut, master of the world. And so I will show that I am the master of the world. I will not let the nations ultimately rule my people. Ultimately, I will show that I am in control. I will not allow others to take my honor. I will retake my people and show that I run the world. I won't allow my glory to go to the idols. If nations are worshipping idols, then how come I'm letting them subdue my children? Ultimately, I will show that I'm not letting them. The earlier prophecies have been fulfilled. I promised Abraham his children would descend to a land and that I would ultimately judge that land and take them out. I kept my word. But I'm also telling you what's about to happen and what's yet to happen. Just as I fulfilled the prophecies of the past, I'm also foretelling you the prophecies of the future. Before they grow, I will let you know what's yet to happen. And here we probably should apply the Gra. The Gra says, we say in Shmona Esrei three times a day, Et Tzemach David Avdecha Meirat Atzmiach. When we speak about the redemption, we speak about the return of the Davidic dynasty, the return of the king from the house of David. We speak about it as the plant of David. Et Tzemach David Avdecha. The Gra says, why do we call it the plant of David? Because a plant is something that as you watch it, you don't see change. It's only if you look at it and come back after a time and look at it again that you notice, wow, it grew. So the redemption is called the plant of David. Tzemach David Avdecha. Because if you're standing there looking, you don't see it happening. But after a time, you see, wow, we've evolved. We're not in the same place we were 10, 20, 30, 50, a century, 2 centuries ago. Perhaps that's also alluded here. The Navi says, Beterem titzmachna, before my prophecies grow like a plant, Ashmia etchem, I let you know what's yet to come. Shiru l'Adonai, shir chadash. Give a new song in honor of Hashem. He's referring to when these prophecies come true. And you see that the new redemption has come, so then you should have a renewed song. Tehilato mikzei haaretz. From the edges of the land, you should give Hashem praise. The nations will see how Israel is coming back from across the corners of the land. They'll have no choice but to give praise to Hashem. Yoredei hayam umlo'im v'yosheveihem. The people who go down to the sea, those who live out in the islands of the sea, wherever people live, they will have to give praise to Hashem when they see how the prophecies are coming true. Yisu midbar ve'arav chatzerim teishev kedar. Yisu, they will lift their voice in song. Midbar, the deserts. Ve'arav, and the oases, the cities of the desert. Chatzerim teishev kedar. All the different marketplaces or the Chatzerim over here. Courtyards. Okay. So, what?
Heather is sown.
Lo hevanti?
Heather is sown. I know it's sown, no?
We'll say that Chatzerim is the name of a place. The people of Chatzerim who live there are the Kedar. Who are the Kedar? The Kedar are the nomadic what?
They worship the water, right?
The Kedar are the nomadic tribes that use their pots on open flames, and so their pots turn black. And because they're nomadic tribes, so their tents are also constantly getting filthy and scorched, and so their tents are also black, and so that's why they're called Kedar. Kedar literally means the pot. Kidra is a pot, Ken. So Kedar came to mean black, because the pots were put directly on the flame, and so the carbon from the smoke of the flames would blacken the pots. So so that's why it's called Kedar. This is a Rashi somewhere. I'm trying to remember where. I thought it was in Shir Shirim, but now I'm not remembering it in Shir Shirim. Yeah, one of the children of Yishmael is Kedar. Rashi over there says that that's why they're called Kedar. Okay. I don't remember.
This is a Haftarah a couple weeks ago too, yeah?
I don't remember. It's Haftarah. What it's Haftarah of, I don't remember. Chatzirim Teshev Kedar. So the area of Chatzirim, which is inhabited by the people called Kedar, they too will give song. So Kedar must have been a famous nomadic tribe. Others say that it means the people of Kedar will ultimately inhabit Chatzirim. The people who are Midbar, Yisum Midbar, the people who are living in the desert will be Arav, will shift to live in cities. And Chatzirim, Teshev Kedar. And the people who are the Kadarim, the Kedarim, the nomadic Arab tribes, will ultimately live in courtyards. That's an alternate meaning of what it means. Yaronu Yoshivesela. Those who live on the stones will give song. They will go out to the mountaintops to call out the praise of Hashem, who has now redeemed his children. The Targum over here gives a pshat. He says, who are the people who live in stones? So this goes back to our class last night. In ancient times, they used to bury people in stone. And Yosheve Sela, the Targum says, are the people who were buried when they come back to life. And here we see a connection between the redemption of Am Yisrael and Techiyat HaMetim. We have this big discussion, when is Techiyat HaMetim supposed to happen? Over here, the Navi seems to put it together with the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. He says, everyone will give praise when they see the redemption of Am Yisrael. And even Yosheve Sela, those who were dwelling in the stone, which the Targum and Rashi understand to mean, it's talking about the deceased who will also return. They will all give song in honor of Hashem. We'll just read one more pasuk. Yasimu l'Adonai kavod. They will give honor to Hashem in their songs. Utilato ba'iyim yagidu. And Hashem's praise, His glory, will be publicized even to the people who live out on the far out islands. And what are we praising? What are we going to see then? That's what we will see in the coming Psukim, Bezrat Hashem, next week.